Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8 to 11. That is where we will take our text, and my subject today is the king's purpose for finances, the king's eternal purpose for finances.
Na masem ni miye fi efisofo ngumati miensa chichemu ngotwiko si dubako na masem ni niti ni se onyankopon trimpo awade mayen ewo yesika semu.
I call it his eternal purpose, our king's eternal purpose, because we are going way back to the beginning and into the mind of God to find out what he had in mind when he put in a lot of wealth and riches into the world.
Na ye kasa dia ko ahyase no, se de onyankopon bo nipa na obo ade ewom, na ochre ye ni ayenye wo ahyase no, enu ti ye san yakoyachi, yakwahyase na kosue hu, se ntra wo nyame mae ahode e ni ade a wo se ye de.
Verse 8, Ephesians 3.
Ephesians 4 nguma ti ansa ti chemu ngotwe.
To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given.
Na me ye ka asumfo no mu a me mebi me yakuma wo mu no nyame de saadu me
that I should preach among the Gentiles unsearchable riches of Christ.
Se me ka santre amemfo no Kristo mu enioma a ye nya hu wie ye no ehunta se me ka nkyre wo mu.
The riches of Christ are unsearchable. In other words, they are so big that you cannot really count them. They are unsearchable. Everything we have learned belongs to our King Jesus.
Christ ni ye die mo no. Wo hwehwehwe mu a wo nte ase. Ni asuesue nyina kire. Christ ni ye die sa de ba ye tre na e wafa.
Verse 9, and to make all see what is the shape of the mystery.
Na mama nipa nyina hu.
This mystery is talking about the mystery of Christ. There are hidden things about our Lord Jesus.
You
know, Jesus be taken for granted that he was a Jew. He came, he died for us and all that.
Na yabetumi akano se yesu oye Jew ni obewudi mayene siwa akeke.
But Jesus Christ have got certain things about him that must be unveiled, that must be revealed, so that we get to know Jesus properly.
Na nyoma bi wo Yesu mu a ewo se eda edi nyoma bi wo Yesu mu a ewo se eye edi sam edima ye ama ye hu Yesu ni ye.
So there are riches in Jesus, which Paul says that God has given him grace so that he will unveil it. He will reveal the riches, the eternal purpose and mind that is in Jesus Christ, that God put in Jesus Christ for humanity, so that all men will have a revelation of Jesus.
Now Paul say, Onyankopon man sa dumi se, enyoma eye yedi akase ehinta wo Yesu mu no obeda na di no esuntuma amani pe nyina ehu ade a Kristo no ewo na ewu mu.
And to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the ages have been hidden in God.
Ah, onam sa yedi so na di sa so ebe yi nianfiti ase odi suma ye no edidi akere yin.
Who created all things through Jesus Christ?
Our body and your name, Christo mu.
To the intent that now, can we all say now?
Now, se beya si siare.
Now, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church.
Se beya wanyangu poa hinta semano asoeno ebenya ehunimdiye.
To the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
Ah, wo mu benya dia kire esumwa tumfo ni kabrechefo nyina se.
there is a wisdom of God. There is a certain eternal wisdom that was in the mind of God that was hidden from people all throughout the ages. And the Bible says that now it is the assignment of the church to go back into eternity and bring out the mind of God, the wisdom of God, and teach it unto the powers that be.
Ẹnu ti wọ kasẹ wọn yankunpọn náà wọn nim die bi a wọ di asuma wọ di suma ẹ wọ mi tititiri mu na ẹmira sosẹ sẹ asọri yẹ bẹ kọ ni yẹ kọ ji saa nim die yi ne ba bẹ kyerẹkyerẹ mẹtunfo sumsumu tunfo ni ka bẹ kyerẹfo nyinaa bẹ hu saa ehinta sẹm na wọn yankunpọn di si yẹ no.
According to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Sẹ bẹ yẹ wọn yankunpọn ti pọnu ẹbẹ bẹm sẹ diẹ nam Kristo sudema yẹn.
Are you excited about Jesus?
Wọn ni a jí sẹ wudim Kristo ana.
Because through him, through his teaching, some of the things that he was talking about, he was actually revealing things that have been hidden for a long time. Things about the kingdom are hidden from common sense.
Na yade rade asi wo Kristo. Pansa wo ba ye ne nchirechi ana wo chire no. Na yade a wo hintasem efa hinie no ho edi na ode chire ye. Sanse amle ne nsem no na yade a na esuma nipa.
There is an eternal purpose concerning one of the major things that drives society. Now, that controls the life of a man. That actually rivals God. God must have a mind. I don't believe that God put wealth into your hand so that it will come and fight him. He has a purpose, and that purpose may have been hidden, from people, generation of even believers, but God has chosen now by his grace to reveal it to babies so that the church will rise up and they will fulfill this eternal purpose of God that he had in his mind, which have been accomplished by the Lord Jesus when he came around and he was saying the kingdom of God is like unto this. He was revealing eternity unto us.
Na ye do nyame ase wo Kristo wa de ne dom ye. Esan se wa ba ye hintasem e yo nyankopo ahini enum ahintasem no. Onam Kristo se da ne ho de kire ye. Esan se Kristo ni chechere mu no ka se na wo sra hini enum etse. And not in a word, there was so he knew no more, and he tossed some at their train. Now, me also, so when Yamida say he tossed some at the train, now you see your money, ma, now I saw you and your enimini and impa, what he tossed him.
And my prayer for you is that as you hear the wisdom, the many sided wisdom of God, this wisdom by which God created everything that is around, the wisdom by which God created the wealth of this world, this same wisdom is going to be revealed unto your life in your particular situation, so that the back of poverty will be broken by the manifold wisdom of God that shows up in various ways in the life of various people. Conquering the enemy and the rival of God and putting him under our feet just by the wisdom of the Lord, which are different. One person is a teacher, and by the wisdom of God, he is able to subdue even the rival of God. The other person is a pastor. The other person is an engineer, and the other person is a nurse or a farmer or a carpenter. But by the many-sided wisdom of God, in a peculiar situation, our debts will be canceled, and our struggle with finances will be over. That is my prayer for you.
Now, my poor bonus, sir. Onyame nam ni nim die ne na wade so ebe da na di se be ya ye masika ana ahunya emme ye ade ebetia wo onyame onyame amfa saa ade na amaye be ko etia no ene ti wo be biara ye be fa ye ho se wo ye doctor se wo ye nurse se wo ye teacher se wo ye sofo se wo ye carpenter nya wuti biara onyame be da saa ye die adoma ama wahu center wo so wo she be bi dia wo she na wo ye dia wo ye.
Doing well financially is really not about you or what you like and what you don't like.
Na ye die no enya dia eya wo efa wo ho se we dia mepe we dia me hweni ye.
In other words, your well-being financially has nothing to do with whether you want it or not.
Na enti ni aye pa che se wo ye die no enya dia eka se wo hia ana wo pe ye de ni tina ba wo so.
You know, it's not everybody who wants to do well financially. You'd be surprised.
Some
people, they feel that, oh, they are okay. That is how they have lived their lives all along. I mean, what is all this hullabaloo, brouhaha, all the noise about financial well-being? We are okay. We have come to church. I mean, what is it? We have eaten and things like that. It's not everybody who really like financial well-being. It doesn't mind whether he hears it or not. It doesn't mind.
Hey, binum sro sika, binum sro ye die. One day no tea no tea no pa wenya nuko kwe dia ba sorry software ye mean pese me ye ye. Ni aba tren sa womisu obini die ni. Nani swadi huni. Nami wuya mobo.
Yeah. And you know, very often some of these sentiments are from very selfish reasons. I don't know. Personal reasons. Oh, my children are well clothed. I mean, I have my cars. I have my houses. So what is the noise? What is all this thing about? Many times, people who are like that have not bought into the king's eternal purpose. People who are like that have not really come out of themselves to think about the wider society and the rule of God, what he has ordained coming on this earth as it is in heaven.
Obisi so for ye die na ye. Me wa me dan me wa me ka, me makwa school fine, me ni how. Me pe ye die bia bia ni onyame bi ya ye. Na mo ye re fi se, onya trimpo bi de ma, na wo ye die na nya won ko a wo de. O ma wa wo hu wa busua wo fie wo kro mo man ya wo m, eno so e wa dwe ho ni onyame pe se, onam so de ye ma wo mo ana.
The reason for riches goes beyond your life and your desires and your well-being in this life. You, it goes beyond you living well in this life.
As
an ambassador of the kingdom of God on this earth, you have a responsibility to reflect the generous nature and the abundance and the riches of King.
Said you were hearing it, no, and I was so this, I would done it, this, said you were ten year, dear, near a wow to me, dear, ma, quano, I was so done it, this,
show for the opulence, the unsearchable riches. Riches of Jesus that has no end. So that you can do it and help people. And it's not that you help them, and after helping them, you got broke. Because there is a supply. Hallelujah. It is unsearchable.
Hallelujah.
You have a responsibility as an ambassador of the kingdom of God on this colony that we call earth, that God has placed us to reflect him, to reflect his goodness. You understand that? His love, his riches.
Now, se wo ye wonyame ba wo ye ohene ba wo asase sui onyame wehwe mu ahu se se de ono tene sa na wo beye ene ti ye nyame onyame ani ye mu ye ocha de akwa onyame ochema mi wo bia ene to onyame pese wo so ye ninsia na mu wo wiase yi mu ono so de ne ne ye na gum na wo so de ate na nkoba ne se wo yi bibi de cha na wo sika asada bi be onyame pese wo ye kwan a wo befa so edi sha na fam edi ama ebinum nya sa adwen.
You know, when man died, when man fell, in other words, there was something that happened to the way people perceived God.
You
remember that when Adam and Eve sinned against God, they were hiding. Question is that why were they hiding from God?
Now, Adam and Eve were born into God.
Because suddenly, the way that they saw God changed. At first, they felt that God was a loving God. He will come to them. Maybe they will run to him. But suddenly, they are not running to him anymore. Something has happened. Something has gone wrong. There is a wrong impression about our God.
Yeah.
There is a wrong picture that people have about our God, that we, his ambassadors, should have the revelation of our God and represent him to humankind again.
Na emra wo mo ye no mo kosie ye na na nkoya se nkan ni biom mo nim se nyame yodo ye betumi akwane nche wo beba menche afa de na adam ni if no mo de mo husie ene ti wo nipa nyantia se fufuro bia fa onyankopon ho a enye ntia ma nipa ade ne ho asie ene ti me ne wo ye ye onyankopon hini nsia na mu fo no e wo se ye da onyankopon ne di ye biom e de kire na bodie.
So suddenly they didn't see God as a loving God because they had disobeyed him.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
And suddenly they felt that we should do something for ourselves because we cannot rely upon this God. I mean, we are afraid of him. Let us sew ourselves some apron and cover our nakedness. Let's help ourselves because this God, we cannot trust him again because we have sinned and we have disobeyed.
Na intempara ni penya adwe foforo se ah sa nyame ya na nkoyo odo e won anya odo biom esan se ya ya boni atia no today yan hwehwe bibi fankata ya deja so onipa ya na adwe so no ankasa ye bibi e dia kata na deja so esan se oho nyame e wo kwan foforo so.
I do you know when God located them finally? Where are you? I've been looking all over the place for you. The Bible says that this same God, he sewed proper clothing and clothed man. He said, what you have done is not good for you. Let me help you.
Hallelujah.
Wrong impression they had about God. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, up till now, when people debate God, when people sin against God, they have a certain picture about God that they feel like running away from God. As ambassadors of the kingdom of God, representing our king in this world, our responsibility is to present God again to people so that they get to know that God cares for them.
Hallelujah.
Even when they sin against him and they disobey his express command, yes, still God loves them.
Yes.
And that is what our Lord Jesus came to do. He came to teach us that God is good to the thankful and to the unthankful and the ungrateful, that God lets his rain and his prosperity and his shine and his revelation, it comes upon the evil and the good. So what are you saying? I care for my people.
Yes.
I care for my image.
Yes.
We have a responsibility to represent God, the love of God, the goodness of God.
Yes.
Not stinginess, not calculating and not rationing what we can do for people and all that. But we have a responsibility to show and represent a very rich God, whose riches unsearchable.
Hallelujah. Na emra woni pa ye boni anu odwane afi onyame nten no no akofa ahaban de kata ne ho no na wonim se wonyame we afi no na ho na nyame so ase so obob. Oh, Adam na Eve mu ahe me hwehwemo ono mu se onyame ye teha ene onyame se na de amudi akata mu hu de anyamomra momra ene onyame na san pamade ene ode ma wom ene tinai. And the power that swept Johnny when Yamis or Yabonia, Namam say ya hinia bay, and was say ya deno crano quanise, so what's ya when Yamiasem, so we are bonitian pa, or da swara et Yamusha was a wahi, bra, now on Pamataria for from Fancho, and was say ya hinia bume, ya this semi commandi pause, Christo, when Yakupo da hua e fraye, and one idom now I cradus say, ne hit that summer one a hinianum.
The The Bible says that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, looking for man and saying, where are you? Where are you so and so? Where are you so and so? God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses upon them. In other words, although it is their trespasses, it is their sin, it is your disobedience that you did yesterday and all that, God is not counting it against you, because he has imputed it upon his son. He has counted it against the Lord Jesus. And Jesus has put the punishment on it so that we can still go to God and we can represent God to our world. Ladies and gentlemen, that is why I say to us that doing well is not about us and our children, our wives and our relatives. It is about a higher understanding in the kingdom system of God, where he gets represent regents to represent him and show him again.
Okay, ka wanya mi asamna was say na wanya kupo wo Kristo mu a na wonya oni nipa esanya nkita hudie biom eno ti wanya me nya dia wo ye bone na odo bone na tatawo wo wo bone mu nupo wo fro wo sebra na medo eno ti wanya me pese ye dasa do ye didi chire ne ma esa se ye ne nansimu fonti. What is asam na shaya no say yanka se? Empo wa wa fum swa wa ya. And utu unim so wanyami apon wan poe. Onam Christo su e frau. Abanin chain. Esa se ni ebebre wa ni mwa. Opesu wa dene didi chane ma no hiyana na msi fo. Na wa disade na fa omu su abba ni nimpasu.
Humanity have corrupted God's eternal purpose for financial well-being.
Na enipa atenasia ama wase adwene wo no nyankopon wo e wo yedi ano ade mane ma ho.
Because God did not put riches into your pocket, into your family, into your life just to show that you are superior.
Wo nyame amfa yedi ama wo ama wo busua ama wo fie ama nkoba ne se wo be kire se ehe afi na me soma ba.
So the richer you are, the more superior you are.
Nti se wo sika ne kase na be kire wo ho ade anwo wo.
God did not put riches into our lives to show our spirituality.
Onyame ama yesika ama nkyira se ye de ye akronkronfo.
So that you think that because you have money it means that you are spiritual and everything you do is approved by God.
Na no ti wadwen be ye se esa se wo sika nti wo ye tri nini ade bia na wo ye bia onyame jitumeye da bi.
God's purpose for financial well-being is not to show seniority.
Na when you miss center na ni trimpontia, oma ye 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 na no chese wo be chese. Uni obontia no bo su maba.
I'm talking about genetical, biological seniority that you are older. So the older you are, the more money you should get. So if you are old and you don't have money, then it means that it is wrong.
Ebin madwenye on se bra peni na wosu onye sika kase na atoato aso sa ani se bra peni na sister peni an ye ye a na asifo ni ye ye a chese onyame oni na ni ni ye da bi ente sa.
God did not put money into our lives to show that we are blessed.
Onyame ama ye ye di ama ambe chese onyame ashiraye.
You are blessed whether you have money or you do not have money. The purpose of money is not to show that you are a blessed person. You can have a lot of money, but in the sight of the Lord, you are not blessed. God did not give us money to show that he approves of us for approval.
Na wanyami ma yesika menchira se oh nyami yebiara wanyami jitu mtina weshira misa.
He didn't put us there to as a measure of anointing. Now, that the more money you have, the more anointed you are.
What a shock. Wanyami ankasa wama usika na usika ya nududu nebechira en usira kasia wa usu.
The eternal purpose of God for finances goes beyond all of this.
Na wanyame trimponti oma yedi yenu, ekotra ni ayakika enyina.
Money or riches is to be seen as a means to an end.
Na ye dia na sika ya dia wose unse. Onyme nam sudi wuko simpen pensuobi.
Riches are an enabling to fulfill a purpose.
Na ye dia na sika wanyame dia mauno. Echese wanyame trimpo bia wade mauno. Ube tumia ye.
This purpose is glorifying God by accomplishing your life's assignment.
Na sadia na wanyame dia mauno. Odia mau se sentra wabua wano. Ube tumia dia ye.
So you can practically trust God for it.
Enuti abema wahu se ubetumia jamie di ewo uye di.
And when you trust God for finances, He will give you the right level of riches that you can handle, and which will enable you to fulfill your life's assignment.
Hallelujah. Enuti se wuji wanyami di wo ye di mwa. Wanyami bama uye di ehia di mao. Ama sentra wabwa wunu wetumi di aye.
So having money or riches is no more supposed to be for us in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Is no more supposed to be a competition among brethren.
Enutisi kenya eni yedie penu. Enya dia wasa yehuni se wanyame maye se misume tumia kase. Ma ye yesi wobi. Enya santin wanyame edemayen.
It's not supposed to be a competition among mankind, because God has tailor-made it for you to achieve your particular unique purpose in this life. And that is why He gives you money just for your assignment. So as long as your purpose is different from my purpose, your assignment is different from my assignment, why do we have to compare how much you have and how much I have? I have an assignment upon my life. God put that treasure and that seed inside of me, and He gave me the enablement, financial enablement, to carry it through. You have a different purpose, you have a different agenda, and He gives you money when you trust Him to fulfill that agenda. And so money must be seen as a means to an end. It should not bring tension among brothers. It should not bring tension among churches. It should not bring tension among siblings. No, because we have got different assignment, and God gives us money not so that we will boast one church against the other, one church member against the other church member, that I have three cars. Have you bought into the eternal purpose of God, why He gave you that?
Hallelujah. Ni awasa ya tia nsiense wanyami wo sentri wabo wabia. Enuti wo sentri na wabo wano. Se wuji wanu wanyami dia wabema unwa kadia na wudia ye. Enuti yase wuni obi ebe prepreso. Esa nse wanu nisika na ya trillion. Wuhu sika ya thousand. Enuti wanti asia upe trillion ibi. Na wuprebre. Na wuni weko. Na wuyefse. Wufaha. Ni yase se wuyena na wuyeka. Wuse. Sentra wanyame bo wanu sika no de bema wo ebia na obi ni de obehwe nyanka onyame bema ni trillion ebia na wo dia e wo se wusi machine na wo ji nkrofo nyina agum sentra no yamema hu sika ma wo dia ye eno tuma me nkoya se asori ba baako ni baako pre esan se we wo bi se no ana wo busuam no we ni ni nua e pre e wo se ba ni sane wo se hu se onyame sentra wo bo wo no obema hu sika e na wo dia ye.
One of the things that I don't understand is when we try to comfort people by saying somebody's one has come in the morning, yours is coming in the afternoon, and the other person will come in the evening. Who said it's like that? Hey! Maybe yours will not come at all. So if somebody has got a breakthrough, that's religious kind of talk. We say somebody's one has come, yours has come. Maybe you are an eunuch, you don't even know God's eternal purpose for you. Who said yours is coming? It will not come. Maybe or maybe it will come.
It should come
according to your purpose. Oh, He doesn't give you money for boasting. So that if you have an idea, you say you won't tell anybody. If I tell them this business idea, right in the house of the Lord, they will have more investment than me. They will do this thing than me. They will be richer than me. And we create unnecessary pressure and tension for ourselves. In the kingdom of God, everything belongs to Jesus. He is the owner. He said that all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me, not to you. It's mine. I am the owner. As for you, just go. And I will supply you according to why I sent you in your life on this earth.
Hallelujah. And you think I said, oh, I can't. So for see, you know, who's obedient? Yeah, yeah, I see. Oh, obedient, but pa. Obedia be wi obedia ba no anadwo na ye bi sa ye hu so obedia e makra na etumi si se ni na ye probability we dia ba no pa we dia ba wi we dia ba nwume score to zero ano dia e makra ha ano ti ye hu se se ntra wo nyame bo hu no do wo dia ba ma e bia na wo dia na wo se ba kra e ma ani ti ma fa ntutu se we dia ba wi we dia ba nwume ehe onyame ma wo ye dia ne se be ya wo so be ka se ma ba bi e ya dia wo se ntintu no de ma anything who was sent, you know. Now, who's a who sent in a yasa obey a yana, a yasa obey yaska, a bia who sent on yamede bonu yasika, winya.
Please understand us and don't take things that literally. We are not saying that you never get money. That's not what we are saying. We are saying that what God gives you is to support why his eternal purpose for you in your family. He will give you money for that. Okay? It doesn't mean that then they say that some people will never get money in this world. It's not really what we are saying. Not literally, figuratively.
Yeah, and kase obi anye skada. Na wo ye die no nyame de ba ma no. Ebe jina sentra wa bo nienti a wa bo hu ye die sika e no nyame de ba ma. It is wo nyame abo say ya wo benya se hu de. Wa bo say ya wo benya se hu de. Sentra wa bo no.
Woe betides those who just accumulate money for the sake of accumulating. How much are you worth now? 10 billion. How much have you raised now? $1 million. I mean, whatever. I mean, you do not accumulate money for the sake of accumulating money. Ladies and gentlemen, you can have all the money in the world and not please God. You can have all the money in the world, and because your aim was just to grab, go and read Romans chapter 5, and grab, and grab, and grab, without knowing God's purpose for it, the money can destroy you.
Yeah. Now, say you say, man, kobani say, you say, ah, now, that, now, so, 1 million Ghana, me want more, $1 million. Yeah. Now, I could say, I can say, Nyame sika no de ma unu central de ma wo de aya na. Wan hwe yesa sika na wonya no. Esa se wonnim Nyame trimpo e wo sika no de ma unu ti sika no ebetumi asew.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion Offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.